And you may had bullet molded with old time rifle, had molded your bullets, and then put in your powder in your bullet, and powder in the water in the bullet. Same way by the shot, from a rifle to a shotgun. And the first way I know, somebody brought in a gun, had a called Ritzel, break it down. Well, that's, put a shell in that quick, you can get in a hurry that way, see? Mm-hmm. They did break it down, put a shell in the shoot. By the time you had to load them old rifles, or them, took a long time. But now, it was a great improvement, but everything now is 100 and 100 and 100 for it. It's all gone, that they hunt for, and plenty of rifles and plenty of ammunition, and nowhere to go.
Did they call them bullets or cartridges?
One is called bullets. Uh-huh. And the 22 rifles, they were called cartridges. They were 32 rifles.
32. Somebody was telling me, talking about tools like this, and he said that in the old days, if somebody did some carpenter work himself, he wasn't a carpenter, but he did some work, he'd say, he was a jackleg carpenter. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty often here. He's not a good one, but he just ought to do.
Uh-huh.
He just a substitute. This is all I can to mail. I carried the mail 4 or 5 times and didn't know how. But I done it then. I was not qualified. Didn't take the examination, but he got caught in a pinch. I had to have help, and I just rolled my sleeves and helped him. All the mud was needy. Barely deep to a mule all the way from here to a flat creek, and he couldn't open his car and didn't have no mules. And I just had to have a horse, and I just pick up the mail and carry it back. But I didn't write no money orders, and do no business for it. I just carried up the mail and carried it in. Might be coming.
Have you ever heard of anybody else called a jackleg? You say like a lawyer?
He's a jackleg preacher sometimes.
Jackleg preacher? Uh-huh.
This sort of substitute. It's done the work all right.
Is that a... would that be an insult or just kind of a joke?
That's called a... say, prefer to preach. He's a good man, but he can't preach. Has a name.
Mm-hmm. Your rail fence is something I want to take a picture of.
Before we get to that, I'll tell you this. My older brother, younger than I, older than I, had mother cook breakfast lots of times. And we buy our coffee in a form of green stuff, green coffee. And brother, get up and buy those little, you saw pods of coffee, have you?
Yes.
Green coffee. He would parch that coffee. And then would had a coffee grinder with a coffee mill hanging on one of the house logs. And he would grind that coffee, first parch and then grind it, and put it in a pot, old tea kettle of a thing, and boil that coffee for breakfast. Sometimes take a half an hour to do it. Maybe an hour to parse it, grind it, and make the coffee. It was rough and slow, and that
over. Maybe it didn't work, maybe they had plenty of time, that's all been here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned that, if you drank your coffee without milk or sugar, did they have a way of saying that? Say, how do you like your coffee? Well, I drink my coffee.
Barefooted.
Is that right?
I'm barefooted.
Is that right?
One of my neighbors said, "One is strong. She wants her coffee strong. Never told them to kick up." I didn't laugh.
Those are wonderful expressions. Really powerful. would you tell me about this rail fence now that you got here? Where did it come from?
I began about 10 years ago, and less than a half a mile. I chopped the little tree down with my chopping axe by myself. And my little old yoke of steers, buck and ball, I would snake them to the house with a buck and ball, young steers. And I mauled them apart with a hickory maul and a wedge and built a fence.
I see. And where did you learn how to do it?
I learned it with my daddy years ago when I was 6, 7 years old.
I see.
Didn't have no wire available then. Couldn't find it.